Well, today we're going to talk about your attitude and how to overcome a bad attitude. If we're not careful, we can get stuck in this cycle of negativity, of frustration, of anger, bitterness, holding a grudge against someone. We can be cynical. We live in a very cynical culture. I was just reading the other day about cynicism and how that it's one of the hardest things to overcome. It's like a drug. It just feeds your brain. And, you know, if we're honest, we all have areas of our attitude that are weighing us down. And to be just totally honest, it's also weighing down the people in your life. And so we need to deal with our attitude, because your attitude, now hear this, is so important. It's going to push you closer to God's purpose for your life, or it's going to pull you further away. And so we have to deal with our attitude. And the good news is you're not stuck. There are some things you can do that is going to help you have a better attitude and put you in the position where God is going to have his hand on your life. And so today, on this episode of Pivotal Decisions, we're going to talk about how to change your attitude. So whether you're listening at home, in your car, or you're out on a walk, or wherever you are listening to this podcast, today we're talking about practical steps you need to take to change a bad attitude. In other words, it is time for an attitude adjustment on this episode of Pivotal Decisions. Well, welcome to the Pivotal Decisions podcast, where we know that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow. I'm your host, Stan Paris, and I'm grateful that you chose to be a part of the Pivotal Decisions podcast family. And if you get anything out of this at all, maybe just a good laugh. If you get anything out of this, if you would subscribe to the YouTube channel, that would be incredible. All you have to do is go to YouTube, type in Pivotal Decisions Podcast, and hit that subscribe button. You're good to go. And you're not signing up for anything else other than you'll have at your fingertips all the content of the Pivotal Decisions Podcast. You can also share this with your family and friends, and that would be wonderful as well. You know, last time, go back and listen to the last episode of Pivotal Decisions, where I talked to you about 17 signs that you have a bad attitude. Now, today we're going to talk about how to overcome that bad attitude, but last time on Pivotal Decisions, we talked about the signs that you can look, it's like a checklist, that you can evaluate your own life to determine, do you have a bad attitude? This all started when I read an article on happierhuman.com about a bad attitude. And I'm not recommending that necessarily. I'm just was interested in this content. And so they gave on that website, happierhumans.com, they gave 17 signs you have a bad attitude. We talked about some of these, like you have the attitude of it's your way or the highway. It's your way or the highway. You have to have your way. You are always right, and it has to be your way. And if that's you, you have a bad attitude. Or you always compare yourself to others. You compare yourself to others really to build yourself up and tear people down. It's a sign of a bad attitude. Or you look down on others. You just feel like you're better than other people. Or I love this one. One sign you have a bad attitude is everyone annoys you. I think we all fall into that trap where everybody starts to annoy you. It's a sign of a bad attitude. Or you're always in a hurry. You know, there's some people I talk to that no matter when I talk to them, they're always in a hurry. Like, they have to get to the next thing. I'm never important enough to stop and just listen to. They They're always in a hurry. It's a sign of a bad attitude, or your expectations are just too high. Listen, we go back to the last episode of Pivotal Decisions, and I give you and we discuss the 17 signs you might have a bad attitude, and you can just kind of check them off to see where you stand when it comes to your attitude. Now, in this episode, what I want to do is talk to you about how to overcome that bad attitude. So last time we kind of diagnosed it, what it looks like. On this episode of Pivotal Decisions, we want to talk about how to overcome your bad attitude. Because the fact is, having a bad attitude is completely in your control. It's also in your power to fix it and to change for the better. It's up to you whether you want to have an attitude adjustment or not. This is all in your hands. This is not somebody else's fault, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but this is all in your hands. You can choose to have a better attitude. It's up to you what kind of attitude you're going to live with. And remember, your attitude is really important because it's going to determine what kind of relationship you have with God and other people. So this is in your hands. If you want to have an attitude adjustment, it's up to you. You have to decide, do I want to live with a good attitude, a positive attitude, or a negative attitude? So here are, according to happierhuman.com, I'm not sure I agree with every single thing that's said here, but we'll talk about them. Here's some practical ways that you can overcome a bad attitude. Number one that starts here, they say identify that your attitude stinks. I mean, you have to be honest. Do some self-evaluation. Look at those 17 signs of a bad attitude we talked about in the last episode of Pivotal Decisions, and just check them off and say, you know, that is me. I'm guilty of that. That actually describes me. And be honest and just say, you know what? My attitude, it does stink, and I need to change this. I need to improve this. You have to be honest. It takes an honest evaluation to change anything in your life. So have an honest evaluation of your attitude and just identify that, you know what? My attitude stinks. Next, you stop the blame game and you take responsibility for what you think and how you feel. We live in a culture where we blame somebody for everything. We blame our parents. Well, I grew up in a home that my parents were like this, and my parents were like this. And that's all true. I'm sure it was hurtful. There's a lot of trauma even there present in those situations. I'm not downplaying that, but at some point in your life, you grow up and you have to take responsibility for your actions today. And that's true for your attitude. Stop the blame game. Stop blaming others. Stop blaming your boss. Stop blaming your spouse. Stop blaming your life situation. Stop blaming how you grew up and take responsibility for your attitude. Next, become aware of what triggers your bad mood or why you have a negative attitude and work through this. Well, I think you have to evaluate your life and say, you know what? I really have a bad attitude when I go to work. And it's because of this situation, that's where I really see my bad attitude. Or I have a bad attitude when it comes to my spouse, when they say this, or when they act this way, or when they don't do something, that's when my bad attitude bubbles to the top. Or when I'm stuck in traffic in my car, that's when I lose it. That's when my attitude really shows itself. I don't know, there's areas of your life that you can really look at and say, that's it. That's when I really see my negative bad attitude. And then you can begin to work on that. That's in those moments, then what do you need to do so that your attitude is not bad, but it honors God? Next, you have to desire to change. You know, it's kind of like an addiction. You have to want to. You have to get to the point where you say, you know what, I want to be different. I want to change. I want this to be different in my life. And if you don't get to that point, it's not going to change. You have to want to. Now, just wanting to will not change it, but you have to want to. That's kind of one of the beginning points of this. That's true for anything in your life. If you don't really want to change it, nothing's going to change. So you have to have a desire to change. Next, you have to work on improving your thoughts. I'm going to put all these in the show notes so you can look at them. But I've been learning more and more recently about how important your mind is. There's so much power in how you think. And because that is true, that there's so much power in how you think, you have to be careful what you put into your mind. You have to be careful what you think about, what you dwell on. There's power in your mind. We have a spiritual enemy, and your spiritual enemy will use your mind, how you think, what you think, to destroy relationships, to destroy your walk with God, to create this bad attitude, and all kinds of other things. You have to deal with your mind. You have to have a healthy mind. And one of the ways that you do that is you have to put truth into your mind every day. And you have to build your mind. It's like physical exercise. If you want to be healthy physically, you have to exercise. You have to eat right. You have to be careful what you put into your body. You have to exercise. The same is true for your mind. You have to be careful what you put into your mind, and you have to think on things that are good. The Bible says to think on things that are praiseworthy, noble, true, and good. The Bible tells us to be careful what we put into our mind because God knows the mind is so powerful. And so you have to take care of your mind if you're going to deal with a bad attitude. Next, you have to develop good habits. This is important for everything you do in your life. I'm trying to learn this, and I'm trying to have better habits. But one of the ways that you can have good habits is how you start your day. The first thing that most people do when they start their day is they are alarmed by an alarm clock that's waking them up. And they're startled and alarmed when they wake up. And then the first thing they do is they reach for their phone and they begin doom scrolling through their phone, checking their messages, looking at Facebook and looking at TikTok videos and catching up with all of that nonsense that's on there, filling their mind with all kinds of craziness. That's how most people start their day. Instead of starting your day that way, let's think of a better way. You wake up and maybe talk to God. Be the first thing that you do. Even before you get out of the bed, talk to God. Before your feet hit the floor, that's one of my goals I have in my life, is a habit I try to have. I'm not perfect at this, but one habit I try to have is I talk to God before my feet hit the floor. And so when I wake up, the first thing I want to do is pray and talk to God. Then let's say the next step for you is you want to put God's truth into your mind. Begin to read through the Bible. Read a psalm every morning. Read like the Gospel of Mark every day. Whatever you need to do, but however you want to do it, but find a way to put God's truth into your mind every single day so that you are feeding your mind healthiness. There's all kinds of studies out there that prove that the way you start your day is going to determine a lot about your day. And so if you start your day being alarmed and then doom scrolling and putting all that nonsense in your mind off of social media, or that's one way, or if you start your day praying, talking to God, and putting His truth into your mind, it's going to make a big difference in your life. And so develop some good habits. Next, they talk about to surround yourself with safe people who have a good influence on you. Well, you are influenced dramatically by the people in your life. And so I agree with that. What I would say is that you need to have some people in your life that's going to tell you the truth. They love you so much, they will tell you the truth. And they'll tell you when your attitude is bad. They'll point out to you, hey, listen, man, you didn't handle that the way you should. And you have the kind of relationship with them where you will listen to them and they'll listen to you. And you need that kind of community in your life. And you know, for me as a Christ follower, the church is supposed to be that kind of community where we will tell each other the truth out of love. So surround yourself with people that will tell you the truth and will help you be a better person. Next, they talk about being kind to yourself. I agree with that. We're going to talk about self-talk here in just a moment. We do need to be kind to ourselves. We're created in the image of God. The enemy will convince us that we're losers, that we're nobodies, that nobody cares. God doesn't care. God tells us that we're called, chosen, saved by the blood of Christ. We are valuable. We're God's creation in his image. So we are somebody created by God. And so we can be kind to ourselves in that. At the same time, we have to be honest about where we are with our attitude. Next, she mentions in this article, to visualize how your life can change for the better when you adjust your attitude. I don't really understand exactly how you do that, but I do think it's good to just think. We don't really have any downtime in our culture anymore. The moment we get just a little bit nervous or we feel out of place, we reach for our phones. Used to, you know, when you were in an environment with a group of people and you felt lonely or you didn't really know how to approach somebody to talk to them, or they were strangers, you didn't know anybody, you just walk into like a work meeting and you didn't really know the people there. Used to, you would have to make yourself try to have a conversation with someone. Now, when we walk into those kinds of environments, we just reach for our phone and we just start running through our phones, looking at social media, checking emails, checking the news, checking the weather, checking the sports. We use our phone as a crutch. Instead of using your phone as a crutch, maybe engage people, maybe get out of your comfort zone and begin to think about my life and just think about life. Next, she says, be grateful and take stock of the good and amazing in your life. This will change your attitude pretty quick. If you really just begin to take an evaluation of all the good in your life, I know life's hard and some of you are dealing with some hard things, but there's a lot of good. And begin to have a heart of gratitude and just be thankful for the good things and dwell on the good things. Deal with those things that are hard. I'm not saying overlook it and act like they're not there. But instead of dwelling on it, take some steps to deal with it, but dwell on the good. Use positive self-talk and affirmations. You know, I've come to the conclusion, it took a while, but negative self-talk is a sin. And it's something I have to deal with pretty frequently in my life. I'm just being honest with you. Where I can just say to myself over and over, God, you're so dumb. Why did you do that? Why did you not think of that? You can't remember anything. That was terrible. But that doesn't honor God. God has created me and you in his image. And the negative self-talk creates a bad attitude. Say no to a victim mentality. Everybody's a victim in our culture. And it's created such bad attitudes. The reason why you have a victim mentality is you choose that. You don't have to be a victim. I know hard things have happened. I'm not diminishing anything difficult or traumatic that's happened in your life. But you choose to be a victim. You're letting some person control you with a victim mentality. And it creates a bad attitude. God has a plan, has a purpose. He loves you. He will guide you through life. His plan for you is good, so you don't have to have a victim mentality. And then she says, remember that a bad moment is temporary and it'll pass. Very few things in our life that happen to us are life-altering. Yet we, in our culture today, we're so emotional that we treat everything like it's the end of the world. Most things will pass and it's going to be okay. And then she says, finally, to practice mindfulness meditations daily. For me, I take that to mean I pray. I talk to God. I want to talk to God, and God will talk to me. That's what prayer is. And so you spend your time in the morning, spend some time with God. And then during the day, pray and talk to God. At night, pray and talk to God. Make that a habit of your life, and it's going to transform you. The Bible, you see, consistently emphasizes the importance of having a good attitude. This is not some self-help information I'm giving you. The Bible talks over and over about your attitude. In Philippians 2:5, the Bible tells us to have the attitude of Christ, an attitude of humility and one of service, of obeying God, even to the point of death. In Colossians 3, believers are commanded to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Those are all really developed with a proper attitude. A good attitude is not pretending that life is great, that life is easy, that life is comfortable, but it's choosing joy. It's choosing faithfulness, regardless of the circumstances. James, who's the half-brother of Jesus, he talked about how that trials are opportunities to grow our character. And ultimately, a Christ-like attitude transforms how we treat others and how we respond to the situations in life. Remember this. Now, I hope you'll remember this. Your attitude, you see, it isn't just some personality trait. Your attitude is a reflection of your heart, of your beliefs, of your trust in God. And the good news is that you don't have to stay stuck in a bad attitude. Through the power of Christ, you can be renewed from the inside out. Jesus modeled for us what it means to live with humility and patience and grace. But he also gave us, through his death on the cross, the power to change, to be set free from a bad attitude, to be set free from the negativity, to be set free from sin, and to live in his grace. You're not a victim of your circumstances. When you know Christ, you are called, chosen, and deeply loved by the shepherd and the overseer of your soul. And so today, just take a deep breath and find some calmness in your life and turn your heart toward Christ and choose today to follow in his steps. Let your attitude reflect the attitude of Christ. Well, thank you for listening to the Pivotal Decisions podcast. If, again, you find the podcast to be helpful in any way, I hope that you will share it with your friends and subscribe to the Pivotal Decisions YouTube channel. That would be a great blessing to me. And if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, it will help your attitude. So I hope you'll do that today. Subscribe, just let your friends know about Pivotal Decisions. And as always, you remember that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow.